Nesbitt. One touch pass down low for Lane. Back in front for Nesbitt. He shoots and scores!
Nesbitt shoots it in front. Danford deflects it. Rebound. Lane shoots and scores!
Fun, affordable family entertainment, exciting hockey, and much more. You don't want to miss a second of Atlanta Gladiators professional hockey at the Infinite Energy Arena. For tickets and more info, visit AtlantaGladiators.com. Welcome to the Power Play on Business Radio X.
Welcome to Power Play, the monthly radio show and podcast of Atlanta Gladiators here on Business Radio X. Broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, I'm Corporate Sales Manager Kyle Peacock. The Gladiators are Atlanta's ECHL professional hockey franchise. We play our home games at the 10,000-seat Infinite Energy Arena with a season that spans from October through April. Each month on the show, we're going to take you behind the scenes of the Gladiators, introduce you to many of our business partners and sponsors, and talk a lot about the exciting promotions we'll be offering this season. Here with me, I have two of the Gladiators partners, Sweet Tomatoes and Superhero Fire Protection. I'll let them introduce themselves.
Brian Butterstein, Sweet Tomatoes.
Hello, my name is Kemper Smalley with Superhero Fire Protection.
Awesome. Glad to have you guys on the show today. We'll start it off with asking Brian, what is Sweet Tomatoes?
So Sweet Tomatoes is a buffet-style restaurant here in Atlanta. I've been in the market 20 years. It's self-serve. We feature a 50-foot salad bar, pastas, pizzas, focaccias, fresh fruit. We make everything from scratch every morning.
Awesome. And how long have you been with Sweet Tomatoes?
Just shy of 20 years. Yeah.
Awesome. Now over to Kemper. What is Superhero Fire Protection and what do you guys do?
Superhero Fire Protection is a full-service fire protection company. We do sprinklers, alarms, extinguishers, and we do it through two divisions. One division is our new construction division that really has a foothold in the multifamily residential, the apartments you see going up, and condos, live, work, play. And also the division I work in, which is the inspection, service, and repair, that takes over once after about a year we come in and we do all that.
Awesome. Yeah, I know with Sweet Tomatoes, you can kind of guess it's with some sort of food, Superhero mm-hmm. Fire Protection. I've never heard of a fire protection company before, but I know glad to hear learn more about you guys later on as this goes away. Mm-hmm. I know, Brian, Sweet Tomatoes, you guys are a buffet-style restaurant, but how does the dining experience work for customers that go into your store?
So the guests come in, it's self-serve, so they come through, grab a tray, work themselves down the salad bar. We have a 50-foot salad bar they can customize. We make everything from scratch. They come through the salad bar, pay at the register, and then they grab a seat, and then all the sections we have, soup, bakery, and pasta, items that they can pick and choose, mix and match. We make everything from scratch. So the guests can mix and match, take as little or as much as they want. So if they want to focus more on the soups, they can eat more soup or go back to the salad bar again, they can do that. But really, it's self-serve, so they can be on their own time frame. They can stay for half an hour, and they can stay for 2 hours. It just depends on what their day's like. But they just come through, and it's, again, they can customize it themselves and mix and match what they want.
It seems like in the world we are today, everyone wants to make their own meal. They want to itemize everything, don't want pickles, whatever the case is.
Right.
So it seems like you guys be pretty working well in the way the dining experience is going these days.
Yeah, and again, they get to customize what they want, pick and choose. Everyone's health conscious. So, again, they can take as little or as much as they'd like.
There you go. Now over to Kemper with Superhero Fire Protection. What is the difference between Superhero Fire Protection and other fire protection companies?
Yeah, well, there's a number of things, but I think really at the core of what makes us different is Superhero is a locally owned, locally managed company. You know, we have an office right here in Lawrenceville, and the owners are there. And when the owners are present in the day-to-day activity of the company, it breeds a customer service-oriented mindset. And that's really where Superhero steps out is in our customer service.
Yeah, so it seems like what makes Sweet Tomatoes a little bit different is the customizable option. For you guys, it's locally owned, customer-focused, making sure that they're at the forefront of everything you guys do. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now back to Brian with Sweet Tomatoes. know, you talked about the customizable options. How does your menu kind of change since everything's fresh all the time? Does that change with the seasons passing or kind of different items that are might be in season?
Yeah, what we do is we have about 80% of our menu stays the same, so we kind of have the standard menu. We rotate items in every month based on seasonality, based on certain things we serve certain times of the year. We get better pricing on certain items, so we run those certain times of the year. Currently, right now, we're running our April menu, which just started. We're running a sweet kale chicken salad, a lemon poppy seed dressing with that, Southwest Chipotle pasta salad, and, of course, which I brought today, some gluten-free chocolate chip muffins. So we do change those items, a few soups, some muffins, some pastas, some tossed salads, some cold salads. We do change a few items every week, again, which we do make locally here in Atlanta. We make them fresh every morning, so it gets delivered and processed every morning to our location. So we do have, again, about 80% stays the same, about 20% we kind of mix and match and get a different variety.
Yeah, I know. I've been there a couple times. I went there last week and had actually the kale salad, but one thing I always talk about whenever I go there is the pumpkin bisque soup. Of course, it's not in season right now, but whenever I go with someone, I always recommend it. Of course, it's April now, so it's not going to be in season, but that's something great I've had there.
Yeah, very, very popular. Very popular. Yep.
Yes, sir. And then I'll go over with Superhero Fire Protection with Kemper. Is your service really fast? Like I've heard before that your service is faster than a speeding bullet. Can you kind of explain that to me?
That's funny. Yeah. You know, I always say, under promise, over deliver. Under promise, over deliver. So faster than a speeding bullet, probably not. We do make a real effort to put forward realistic timelines on projects, achievable timelines. But faster than a speeding bullet, I will say this. We've got a 24/7 emergency line for our customers that if anything happens anytime, we have a very, very quick response time that we're proud of. And when you have a sprinkler leak, every second counts, so we're pretty proud of that.
So are you on the other end of that 24/7 line? If I need you at 3 in the morning, Kemper, can I call you to come fix that sprinkler?
We have a phone number that you can access. It's 678-804-6111, and they can take care of you 24 hours a day.
Awesome.
You might want to call that one instead of me.
Might be a little bit slow response time if they call you directly.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, probably.
That's awesome. And then back over to Brian with Sweet Tomatoes. What is your guys' biggest selling point to stay in the running with other restaurants? Seems like every week there's a new restaurant opening up or, you know, franchise, no matter what the case is. How do you guys stay relevant in all of that and differentiate yourselves?
I think we've got a really good niche in the market with us being fresh, and everyone wants fresh. They all want to know where things kind of came from the farm kind of to the plate. So we, you know, we track all that. It's the freshness piece. It's the thing that we make everything fresh every morning, and everybody wants fresh. Everyone has salads. So what's really unique about us is that at other restaurants, people, they tell the guest how you're going to get it. At our restaurant, you get it the way you want it. So you customize, you get to pick and choose. So I think that's one of the biggest things. And then also, you know, buffets, it's the value. We have a great value at our restaurant. So I think part of what the value, the customization, the freshness, and again, everyone's doing sales. We've been doing it for 40 years, so I think we kind of have the market on that. So I think that's how we separate ourselves from the rest of the restaurants.
And of course, these muffins you brought with you help as well. These blueberry muffins and the gluten-free chocolate chip muffins.
Yeah, they're so good.
And back over to Kemper with Superhero Fire Protection. How did the name Superhero Fire Protection come about? You know, it's crazy, you know, superhero in the name.
Right, it is. It's a pretty cool story, but it's got a lot of twists and turns that we don't probably have time to get into today. But the crux of the story is we have found a market that really was not being served. You know, these people, some of our oldest customers, tell us, you know, they felt like they were giving their business to a company that didn't appreciate it. You know, was doing them a favor answering the phone. So. And right when they were getting to the point of saying, well, I guess that's just how this industry is, he said, you know, but it would be great if somebody could step in and save the day, you know, be a superhero. And and that's where the idea was born and, you know, developed out of that. So we try to stay true to that and have a lot of fun with the marketing as well.
Yeah, it seems like this us always had a lot of great companies are started, finding that need in the market and then executing on it. How long has Superhero Fire Protection been around?
Since 2011. So we are really have a very healthy growth track, something that we are managing and saying, hey, listen, we don't want to get over our skis on our growth, but, you know, manage it and grow healthily. So that's what we've been into.
Awesome. Glad to hear you guys are doing well. And, of course, as partners of the Gladiators, we want all of our partners to do well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it has been a great relationship and certainly looking forward to keeping it going through the years.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And switching back over to Brian from Sweet Tomatoes, how do you guys go outside of the regular dining experience to connect with your customers? It seems like, you know, every restaurant wants to capture their attention outside, you know, just the dining experience. Mm-hmm. How have you guys done that at Sweet Tomatoes?
Well, a few things. One, Gladiators. So we've kind of reformed this relationship we had pretty much since the beginning of the inaugural season. So we've kind of revisited that relationship. So I think getting out in the community with relationships with the Gladiators. So thank you, Al, for connecting with us. I think, you know, connecting the community. So as much as we can do in the communities, we do a lot of stuff here locally with libraries and things like that. So we kind of connect with the families. Part of it is we also have some internal things we do. We have a club called Club Veg, which we have about 2 million members. About a million of those are active. So we do kind of an email blast. We do a couple times a week where we let people know. We have coupons. We have just different informational things that pertain to menu. So we use a lot of it through Club Veg. So a lot of that doing, and also in-house, I think, particularly with our restaurants here in Atlanta, we're really trying to focus on the really good service. So word of mouth is really, really big with us, giving the best possible service we possibly can every shift, every day. And then a lot of that has to do with, again, having those fresh products, making sure they're as good as they can be, making sure the service is as best as it can be. All these guests that come out of our restaurants, probably past 50 or 60 restaurants on their way to us. So we want to make sure that when they come to us, we are thankful that they come and take care of them and try to, you know, have the highest expectation we possibly can. So with that, that's really how we execute our daily execution.
Sounds like some similarities between you guys and Superhero Fire Protection. You know, who would have thought? But at the end of the day, the customer is the most important part. And
that's
sounds
right.
Like both of you had them at the forefront of the business to make sure you get repeat customers and people that are happy with the products or services you guys provide.
Yep, I agree.
And Brian, so how did you get into Sweet Tomatoes?
So about almost 20 years ago, I had a friend of mine that had come to this company who I'd worked with in the past in a different concept. And reached out to him, and then had the opportunity to move from up north where it was snowing. So I wanted to get south, so ended up starting my career here in Atlanta about 20 years ago. Moved out of the market and came back just last year. So I've been gone about 15 years, back in the market now, back here in Atlanta. And great company. So we're doing some really, really great things here in Atlanta. We've been in this market for almost 21 years, so. I'm happy to be back and happy to be, again, having that relationship with the Gladiators so we can come out and tell people, you know, what we're doing here in Atlanta.
We're happy to have you. And you mentioned coming down from up north. It seems like the majority of people in Atlanta are from somewhere else, especially here in Gwinnett County, one of the top five diverse counties in America, a great place to do business for anyone. And then over to Kemper, how did you get involved with Superhero Fire Protection?
Well, it's an interesting story, but I'll tell you this. I am a native Atlantan.
So get out of here. Not,
yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Not too many of us around. I started with a different fire protection company 9 years ago, and really just through word of mouth, a friend of mine was working there and worked and got going there, but saw where the direction was not like Superheroes as far as what we want to deliver and how we want to deliver it. So the move to Superhero was a terrific move for me as far as being able to take care of the customers that we have, and that's our number one goal.
Awesome. So, you know, it's kind of easier, I guess, in my opinion, to get involved with the restaurant business, maybe more common, maybe not easier, but more common. How did you figure out or get involved with the fire protection business in general?
Again, it was a friend of mine working over there, and it was one of those things. It was like, hey, we need good people to come over, and it just worked out timing-wise. For me to come over, and it's funny because he said, how much do you know about fire protection? I said, well, I think when you pull the handle down, that's what sets the alarm off. And you know, it's a lot more than that, but it is one thing that most people don't even when you look up, you see a head up there, 99% of the people don't even know what that is, but it is important. This is what I always say, it's It's expensive until you need it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So kind of some of the last questions for you guys. You know, Brian, you've been in the industry for quite a long time now. Mm-hmm. What's the best piece of advice you give to someone who's trying to get in the restaurant industry, maybe specifically with Sweet Tomatoes or just in general how to be successful in this industry?
I'd say the biggest thing, it's all about people. I always say food is food, money is money. That stuff's easy. We can teach people how to count food. We can teach people how to count money and order food. It's really all about people, and it's how you treat people. It's how you treat each other. It's how you treat the guest. And really, if you kind of understand that piece, that'll take you really, really far in any business. And just like my colleague here, it's all about people, and it's all about taking care of that customer or that guest and exceeding their expectations. So really, it gets down to it. It's all about people.
Yes, sir. Kemper, you know, I can kind of guess your answer might be similar, but you know, someone trying to break into the fire protection industry, what piece of advice would you give them?
I would say this. Tell the truth, and, you know, things are going to get messed up in a job. There's going to be mistakes that made. So tell the truth and move forward on it. Know what you do, understand what you do, and love what you do. If you do those three things, you're going to be successful.
That's some awesome pieces of advice. And then I know last thing, I'll give opportunity for both of you to ask any questions or kind of give last remarks. We'll start with Brian with Sweet Tomatoes. Is there anything you'd like to say before we close up here, not before too long?
Yeah, I just say thanks for the opportunity to come down here. Hopefully we can do this again. It's great to kind of get our name out here again. You know, with Sweet Tomatoes being in this market for 20 years, I still get guests to come in, when did you open? And I'm like, well, it's been a hot minute. You know, it's been about 20 years. So I would just say, you know, thank you for giving us the opportunity to come out here and just talk about what we do. And again, going back to what we talked about earlier, it's all about people's relationships we built, great relationship we built with the Gladiators. So thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Yes, sir. And Kemper with Superhero Fire Protection, getting any last remarks you'd like to say or questions?
Yeah, well, I mean, it has been a lot of fun getting to know you and doing the things with the Gladiators. And really, again, looking forward to next year ramping it up and doing even more stuff. But it's been a lot of fun. We're on a really good growth curve. You know, we still have room for really good people. If anybody's out there, we need techs in the field. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're looking forward to what the future brings.
Great. Thank you guys both for coming out. You know, you guys talk so highly of me, so I do appreciate that as well.
Absolutely.
Hopefully everyone else feels the same way about me. You guys can't see me on here, but I've told I have a face for radio, so I'll just leave it at that. But thank you all for joining us today on Power Play, the monthly radio show and podcast of the Atlanta Gladiators on Business Radio X. Be sure to join us on the first Wednesday of each month at 1 o'clock Eastern Time for the live broadcast of Power Play. Or you can listen to our show anytime you want, 24/7, by visiting businessradiox.com. Search for Atlanta Gladiators, and all of our Power Play shows will pop up. To see our schedule and join us for a game this season, visit atlantagladiators.com. Until next time, I'm Kyle Peacock with the Atlanta Gladiators. This has been Power Play on Business Radio X. Gladiator!
Thank you for listening to the Power Play here on Business Radio X. Now be sure to check out the Atlanta Gladiators schedule on atlantagladiators.com.